listen to the words of this story that Jesus tells in Matthew 25, beginning in verse 20. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. During his ministry here on earth, Jesus spent a lot of time talking about where he intends to take us. He started his stories with phrases like, the kingdom of heaven is like, or he used vivid descriptions of wedding feasts to try and help us understand that he's driving the human race towards something magnificent. In the famous story of the talents, God compares his people to managers who are asked to give account for the things that God has given them. This story underlines 2 important facts for us. First, we aren't just punching a clock in this lifetime, trying to wait the days out until it's over and hoping that we just don't get into too much trouble. The Bible makes it pretty clear that God intends for us to make the most of our lives. There's a reason he's given you ambition, or a good singing voice, or the ability to teach, or whatever it is that God gave you. With the time you've got, and that's running out faster than you think. But with the time you've got, God expects you to do something great for his kingdom through his power. And of course, the natural human response is, how in the world could I ever do something for God? Which brings me to my 2nd point. Take a look at the words of Jesus carefully because he really wants you to hear them. Well done, good and faithful servant. Now, let's be real about the human condition for a moment. With our hearts so tainted by sin and our perspective so stubbornly selfish, how in the world could God ever say, well done, about anything we do? Well, that's just the point. Buried in this story is a promise. God knows what you're really like, who you are when nobody's looking, and he still longs to have you working in his kingdom. He wants to show you what can happen if you dedicate that sinful life to him and allow him to begin working through you. What you're going to discover is that God is much more interested in whether or not you're willing than whether or not you're able. You see, he's got the able part all sewn up, and he's eager to begin working through you. And at the end of the day, when he's really done all the work, he still gives you the reward. With a smile on his face, God waits for you at the finish line so he can put the crown on your head and say, well done, good and faithful servant. Which of course means that in an uncertain and turbulent world, putting your heart and mind, your talents, your resources, whatever, in God's hands is just a better way to live.